Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 102 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I'm not going to read any promos right now because we're doing something a little different today. One of our newest advertisers at Ankeny Fanatic is MoveWell Iowa, which is located at 225 Northwest 18th Street, Suite 108 on the north side of Ankeny. We thought today would be a good time to introduce you all to MoveWell Iowa and to learn more about them. Perhaps maybe some of you will hear some things you like, and maybe you can give MoveWell Iowa a try in your quest for a better and healthier life. In a little while, we'll be meeting one of the clients at MoveWell Iowa, who is well-known to high school football fans in the CIML. But right now, let's say hello to one of the owners at MoveWell Iowa. He's going to tell us a lot more about what they are doing and what they have to offer for athletes in the area. He is Christopher Chapman. Chris, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm interested to learn more about what you guys are doing. So why don't we start there? You know, why don't you give us a little bit of background on you and the other owners and you know, what some of your previous experience was?
Sure. So the three of us actually worked up in Ames for a combined 23 years of experience personal training. So we all come from a similar background, even though we had different expertise, I would say. I was more of your typical, you get in the gym, lift weights, get big, and a lot of running. Angela Beckwith is one of the other owners, and she had a lot of track and field experience. And then Anthony Bacom is well-known in MMA circles around here, as well as wrestling through his high school career. So we come from different backgrounds from that standpoint, but all have the same passion for helping people, which is why when we learned about what functional patterns is, we had to jump and make a change and make sure that we were representing MoveWell or functional patterns in the state of Iowa.
Well, I recognize Anthony's name. He used to be a wrestler at North, right? Was it North?
Marshalltown.
Marshalltown, okay. Marshalltown. I know the name anyway. There's been some other Bacoms, I think, maybe at North.
They're well represented around the area and everything.
Well, you mentioned functional patterns. So what is functional patterns and why is it different?
So functional patterns is a company started by Naudi Aguilar. So it's a privately owned company. And what the whole point is to make sure that everyone can I'm gonna get sidetracked here.
That's okay.
Yeah. So what functional patterns is making sure that each human can live pain-free. We're a society that has way too many health issues, especially when it comes to aches and pains, chronic and acute. And thinking if you go down your typical avenue of nothing really gets folks out of pain. They might just feel better for a little bit. It might come and go, but nothing actually resolves the issue until functional patterns. So the method is proven over and over. There are practitioners all over the world, all producing the same results. So if you check out functional patterns on Instagram or Facebook, you will see person after person and their stories of they all had chronic pain. They come from different backgrounds from that, what their pain is or how they tried to deal with it. And once they try functional patterns, it gets resolved. You can see their posture is improved. And one interesting thing is you'll see folks that actually, you'll see scoliosis be corrected. You'll see all the different neurodegenerative diseases be corrected, or not corrected, but people moving better. When you would assume that they're just stuck the way they are. So from any, and then all the way up to athletes. So anyone can do functional patterns. And that's, again, like that's why we're here, is because it's very exciting to have a system in place that we know can produce results. And so we want that to be known in this area.
Sure. Now, how long has it been around, you know?
I believe he's been doing it for about 10 to 12 years. I think like most companies, it took him a few years to start to gain traction. But I think like all good ideas, once enough people see it and utilize it and, you might be skeptical at first, but once you continue to put out result after result of every human moving better, feeling better, and, you really can't do anything but say, okay, there's some merit to it. So for the last, 6 to 8 years, I think it's really started to take off. Like I said, we're the only place in Iowa currently. There's one up in Minneapolis, and I know there's one, I think, in Kansas City. So we really are trying to start something new and starting something special in this area.
Well, I've seen a couple of your videos, so I kind of have a little bit of an idea of what it is that you guys do, but I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people listening to this that have no idea, you know, what it is you're talking about. So what does Functional Patterns focus on?
Right. So this is relatively new all the way around. We really focus on fascia. So if anyone's not familiar with fascia, it is just connective tissue, and it runs in different lines throughout the whole body. So we have, and the way you would think of, let's use the arm as an easy example. So you think of doing a bicep curl, but you're actually training the fascial system from the pec to the shoulder to the bicep to the forearm to the hand. So everything that you do that is connected to that whole line or sling. So if everything you do trains your fascia. So in the spirit of exercise, you have to train the whole sling or the whole line in its entirety. And so what we've gotten away from as a society is we've isolated the body parts. And in doing so, it actually disconnects this fascia that allows us to move appropriately. So to further that notion, think of the body, think of these lines like a rubber band. So I don't have pictures in front of you, and obviously we're in a podcast, but we have one that runs from the neck straight down the front of the body to the abs, to the legs, all the way to the front of the feet. And you have one that runs actually on the top of the head and goes down the whole backside all the way to the bottom of the feet. So that has to work together, back and forth. And so each one of those are like a rubber band, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So if one side gets messed up, for lack of a better way of saying it, you're going to develop dysfunction because they're not working appropriately. So until you fix that whole fascial line, you're going to continue to have the same chronic, you know, whatever it would be, right? Shoulder problems, neck tightness, all the normal things that most people experience.
Well, I know that humans are meant to run and throw. So those are the kinds of things that you guys train people for, right?
Correct. Yep. So that's the other big key is humans evolved to walk, run, and throw. Those are primary functions. So if you think of a fish swims in the water. It has a specific movement to get from A to B. The same thing with a bird, right? If a bird's flying, the whole point, it's a mechanism is to get from A to B, right? There's a certain pattern to how each animal moves, and we're no different. So if we take this to an exercise standpoint, if we are not respecting our ability to walk, run, and throw through our exercise, again, you're going to break down these fascial slings and not allow you to move the way that we're actually meant to move. If that makes sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So I know you've worked with some well-known athletes in the past, right? Who are some of the guys that you've worked with?
Tyler Moore has been coming in since May. Kyvan Gadson, who is a national championship wrestler at Iowa State, and now he'll be in here at some point as well. He's been coming in, and if you look at our social media, we've got some posts of him about how much better he's feeling and moving, giving him new life in the sport of wrestling. We've actually had, his name is Jimmy Schuessler, and he was a national champion wrestler at Grandview. And so we've been working with him, rehabbing him, and trying to think of that's a big three.
Well, and you probably have worked with him personally, but Kyle Dake is another guy that's
yes.
done this, right?
Yeah, so the biggest name, if you want to look into what functional patterns can do for athletes, is Kyle Dake. He is one of the best wrestlers of all time, two-time world champion now, and I know he's going for gold next year. And if you look, there's plenty of stories, and he's got plenty of interviews with Naudi. If you were to Google or YouTube Kyle Dake functional patterns, he'll talk about how, you know, he was really at wit's end, it sounds like, with injuries, and did he want to continue to wrestle? Did he want to continue to fight through all the aches and pains that he would constantly have? And since FP, it's all gone. So he's feeling better than ever. He's moving better than ever. Said he's won a couple world championships, so you know that he's at the top of his game, and he only trains functional patterns. So, you know, one of the thoughts early on was that you can't build muscle, you can't get stronger doing functional patterns, and he is a great example of showing you can get anything you want out of functional patterns. It just depends on, again, if we're talking to athletes, what's your specific sport, and then we go from there. So,
yeah, because you guys don't promote conventional strength training, right?
Not in the sense that our society is used to. So we're all used to the big three, like squat, deadlift, bench press, all that sort of stuff, right? But if you just, again, go back to what I said of, if you break down our ability to walk, run, and throw, then you have to ask yourself, can I start over?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got it. All right, so in the conventional sense of strength training that we're all used to hearing and doing, especially for our athletes, the main reason that we worry about in taking like a bar in the squat, for example, and putting it on your back is you're compressing that fascia. So if you think about that back line needs to lengthen and contract like a rubber band, and you continue to put load on it over and over and over, eventually that rubber band isn't going to be able to move anymore in terms of our fascia. So then you're going to develop the back problems, the neck problems, whatever it may be, right? So not only will you experience maybe some aches and pains through that, but then your ability to sprint, to throw, will also be diminished, because if that fascia is not doing what it's designed to do, then, you know, you're going to compensate, you're going to move incorrectly, and that's where you go down that path of dealing with problems that we feel very confident that we could reverse and fix.
Well, I know you guys also don't promote conventional stretching, so is that kind of along the same lines there?
Yes, so conventional stretching, as we all are used to, right? So if you're a runner and you constantly have tight calves, you might think, that's a pretty common one, right? Like everyone thinks to just stretch the calves.
Well, and I'm a runner, okay. And I don't have tight calves, but I've just always, I need to stretch before I go for a run, right?
Right. It's ingrained into our society. And I will tell you, until functional patterns, I would have said the same thing as a personal trainer. I would have said, follow the same protocol. So, so when you're stretching, so if you don't have tight calves, that might not be where your tension lies in terms of your fascia, right? But for someone that does, and they're wondering why, no matter how much they stretch, it's because if the fascia is either compressed, then no amount of stretching is going to fix that. So if you take a rubber band, if you're listening at home, want to do this, and you tie the rubber band and put a knot in there, and then you stretch that rubber band out, that knot isn't going away. It's just making it tighter, if anything mm-hmm. else. So that's what your fascia is doing. So the more you stretch, you're really not accomplishing what you set out to accomplish in the long term of, you know, making you a better runner or getting out of pain and that sort of thing. The other thing too is if you have a spot, like, so let's, for you, if your calves aren't tight and you continue to stretch them, that part of your fascial line might become weak or loose. So instead of the rubber band having the ability to snap back, you've just stretched them out too far to where it won't snap at all. So now, instead of that calf or that muscle or whatever holding tension as you run, it might be going to a place that you're not comfortable with. So then it might be you start developing foot problems or whatever for each person, right? Everyone's different. So it's almost like functional patterns is in the middle. Either you got a stretch if something's tight, or if you people that do a lot of strength training and stuff, they think, oh, I got to stretch before I do that or run or something like that. Or you have the people on the other side that are way too flexible, and then they're like, oh, I need to do some strength training to bring it back to the other side. Functional patterns is in the middle, saying you both have the right idea, but you're not taking it, I want to say, like, taking it in the right direction, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, to kind of wrap up this part of the podcast, you know, what would you say is the overall message that you're trying to convey to our listeners?
Yeah, so one thing that we really respect about Functional Patterns, the business, is that Naudi is very high on results. So his main premise is, if you can't show me results, no matter what you're promoting, are you really doing a service that you're supposed to? So whether you're a personal trainer, you know, promising X, Y, and Z for your clients or whatever it may be. So our big things, if we're gonna wrap this up, talking about the athlete, you know, if you can't show results for, say, your average person or someone that doesn't have an athletic background, how do we know that what you're doing is actually enhancing athletic performance? So if we take, again, people that are just non-athletes or people that just want to live well and be out of pain, and we show that we can make them bigger, faster, stronger, then we know we can translate that over to the athlete. And if you're not doing that, what is missing from someone's approach? And then is that missing in the athletic training as well? And that's where we feel like in this community, being as that we're relatively new, we want to make it known to everyone that, hey, give this a try, because we know that it will, if you stick with it, it'll be really good in the long run.
Well, just from what you said, it sounds like you have a real cross-section of people that you work with. I mean, would you say that most of the people you work with are the high-level athletes, or is it really quite a variety?
It's quite a variety. Leaving Ames, we've had several clients that wanted to continue. So you have a lot of folks in that realm that just want to feel better. They have the same goals, right? They want to be out of pain. They want to be stronger. As they age, they want to make sure that if they are hurt, they get fixed, or if they're feeling good, they don't want to backtrack, right? So I've actually worked with a gentleman with cerebral palsy, and we've showcased results for him. Now I'm trying to think if that's what... Yeah, so we've had folks like that. Any age, any ability level, it doesn't matter who you are or what your background is. If you're willing to put in the time, the effort, and the work, this will get you to where you want to be from a health perspective.
Well, I'm dealing with some plantar fasciitis, so maybe I can talk to you later about
that.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, hey, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. Move Well Iowa is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They train solely functional patterns methods, which produce unprecedented results in changing posture and getting people out of the pain long term. Their facility houses the only 3 certified biomechanics specialists in the state of Iowa. No matter your current fitness level or ailment, they can make a difference in giving you the quality of life you want and deserve. You can reach out to Move Well Iowa on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can call Christopher at 319-360-0458 to get started today. Well, let's bring our other guest into the discussion now. He is a senior tight end at Johnston High School and one of the best football players in the state in the class of 2021. Last year, he led the Dragons with 307 receiving yards on 20 catches and scored 4 touchdowns. He was among the players who nearly made the Des Moines Register's Iowa 8, a list of the state's top 8 players, and he has already verbally committed to play for Iowa State. He is Tyler Moore. Tyler, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Hey, doing good. Well, now, let's talk to you a little bit about your experience. So, how did you hear about Move Well?
Yeah, so he ended up hitting me up on Twitter, and it was probably a few days after I committed to Iowa State, and he was talking to me about his what all they do there at Move Well. And I mean, at first I was a little skeptical, but I was like, okay, I'll come in and give it a shot. And then, yeah. So my first day in there, he was explaining the whole process to me, and I'm thinking to myself, so like everyone listening to this podcast, I'm sure, I was thinking to myself, like, this dude sounds crazy. Like, you want me to come in, do some exercises, come sprint without like stretching. But what I got to say is like, just give it a shot, because what they end up doing, like, it actually works. it's crazy as it sounds, like the amount of progress I've gotten from it and like how much better of an athlete I became, like, it's just crazy. Like it works. I don't even know how else to explain it.
Uh-huh. Well, you're a big guy. That's the first time I've met you, but I guess you've put on like 30 pounds. Is that right?
Yeah. So, over like from probably March to like June, I put on like 30, 35 pounds. And so like I was moving better than what I was when I was like 215 to 210 pounds, but I wasn't moving as good as I should be probably, and like how my body should be moving with how much weight I was putting on. So like, I was like, I need to find another way to move better. And this is exactly what helped. And yeah, I've never moved easier in my life. So.
Well, I don't know what your training methods were before then, but I mean, what was your motivation for trying it out in the first place? I mean, did you just think, hey, I'll just give this a shot?
Yeah. I mean, like anything to get better. I mean, cause I was going to the field every day. I was lifting every day, but I mean, like that's what athletes do. So I was like, what's going to give me the edge and what's going to put me one step ahead of other people? And that's what I thought. I was like, well, this could be it. So I'd give it a shot and it works.
Well, Chris, go ahead, jump in here if you want.
Yeah, so I just want to just elaborate a little bit. So one thing that we talked about and made clear is when we first made contact, we're talking about injury prevention. So when I saw that he had been put on his 35 pounds and he's stronger and all that, I think that was my angle anyways. It's like, look, he's already motivated. He's already, you know, excited. He's already committed to Iowa State. Like, you know, kid's got his head on straight, it seems like, right? And he does. So I think coming here and learning more about, so he's still going through his normal strength routine, but I would say that, you know, we're feeling more, you know, pec activation with the bench press or something like that, right? Little things like that you don't realize make a big difference. So I think injury prevention was also something that, and that's what we're working on too, heading into the season. So,
well, Tyler, what would you say is the biggest improvement that you've made since you've started, you know, with this workout?
I mean, to be honest, there's a lot. So, what I noticed off the bat was, so I'm basically still doing all my strength things, you know, what he said, the big three. Well, I don't deadlift because I don't really like deadlift, but I do still bench and squat. But it's to the point where when I bench and squat, I'm not sore after and I don't hurt after. When I used to squat and bench, you know, my back would be hurting and a lot of things would be hurting. But one big thing I noticed off the bat was with my bench, I was only using my triceps, my biceps, and basically I was trying to use my legs in part of bench and I wasn't connecting through my pecs. So what he helped me with right away was connecting my pecs with my arms and connecting my pecs with my rest of my body. And I think the first week I came in, my bench went from probably 255 to 285 within a week. So that's a big jump for 1 week and I didn't feel any pain doing it. So, I mean, yeah. And then another thing is just speed. I mean, I think after one session, I went from 16.2 miles an hour on a manual treadmill to, what was it, like 17 something. So, I mean, just in one day, that's, yeah.
Wow.
Big jump.
Well, I know you've started your football season, at least the practices right now, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. But now while you're practicing and everything, can you still do these workouts, you know, on the side? How often do you work out with this program?
Yeah, I mean, I like to come in like once a week at least, hopefully sometimes maybe two times a week once the season gets started, you know, with school and everything, it's going to be hard, but I'll try to figure it out because, I mean, it helps a lot. And like if I'm ever just like a tiny bit sore or whatever from a game or practice, I could just come in and I'll be, the thing is like I come in sometimes sore and I'm just like, I don't want to do any exercises today. I just want to get, you know, like loosened up and like decompressed. But 30 minutes into my session, I'm just like, okay, can we start the heavy lifting now? And stuff like that. It's crazy. So.
So it just makes you want to do more, huh?
Yeah. I like it a lot, yeah.
Well, you kind of touched on this earlier, but I mean, what would you say to other athletes about this type of training?
I would say you got to give it a shot to believe it because it sounds crazy, but like a day after you start doing it, it starts clicking in your head like, oh, that makes sense. Like if I connect parts of my body, I'll be able to lift more. I'll be able to move better. But like when you first hear it, I know it sounds weird, but once you start doing it and you start feeling yourself activate those parts of your body, it's just a whole different level of, you know, athleticism and stuff like that.
Well, I do want to ask you some questions about football, but Chris, did you anything else you want to jump in on with Tyler?
No, I mean, that all sounds...
He called you crazy. Do you want to respond?
No, because I thought it was crazy when I first heard about it too, to be honest with you. I think sometimes it's hard to hear new information, and I know it's not easy to hear that depending on, you know, circumstances and depending on how much you might believe something. So I would say that it took me a while. So Anthony first jumped on board, and then Angela, there's a course and a progression that you take. And then I started talking to Angela more about, well, why can't I do this? Why is this different? Why is this? So it took me a little bit longer to be like, because I've always made sure that I thought I was doing what's the most appropriate. I was very specific about the workouts that I would do before. So it did take me a little while, and I did think it was weird, crazy, different. But at the same time, again, if you go back to just what he's saying, like I'm in the same boat. Like I'm running 3 miles per hour faster since this. I don't have any more of the aches and pains I had all the time as a personal trainer and all that sort of stuff. So I can only echo the same thing he said. You give it a try, and you let it work, and you put in the work that you're supposed to, you will have the same, that, you know, the athleticism will come. And if you are athletic, you'll get more athletic.
Well, before I ask him some football questions, I'll just one follow up one with you. Have you come across any traditional trainers who maybe aren't familiar with the program, but have maybe just heard about it? Do they think you're crazy too, or do they not understand what it is that you guys do?
Yeah, you hear the same sort of rhetoric. If you put something like on social media that you know, deadlifting isn't as optimal as you think it is, you'll get your typical responses to it, I guess, like, well, you know, it's good for me, or I felt good doing it, or something like that. But I think it still comes back to people don't know what they don't know, and you don't know what you haven't tried. So if the three of us in this instance are coming from that background where we've all deadlifted and squatted and did all that stuff, and now we're sitting here telling you, like, hey, we know how that feels, and we feel so much better and stronger. And Tyler made the comment to me finally that he can see how big I'm getting because, you know, for those listening, you know, I'm 5'8", 160 pounds, so I'm not the biggest guy in the world, even though I've always tried to lift that way, right? But now for the first time, just as he said, because I'm connecting my body, I'm actually getting stronger and bigger in the right ways. So yeah.
I got a buddy that's he's a master's power lifter. I'll have to ask him if he's ever heard of you guys. Maybe he can come in. You guys can help him out too.
There you go.
Well, Tyler, have you tried to talk any of your teammates into the program?
Yeah, actually, our quarterback, Jack Rutz, I first talked to him about it, and he said the same thing I said. He's like, dude, that sounds crazy. Like, no, I don't want to do that. And then I was like, man, just come in like one time, come give it a shot. And he did. And like, he can throw without pain. He does all this stuff without pain. And I mean, he's became a lot better of an athlete. And,
I mean, he's gone from like 16.2 to 17.6.
Yeah, he's a lot faster now too.
Yeah.
And he's just a lot better on the football field overall, because I think just because of this, and his lifts have gone up. I mean, basically, yeah, it just helps with everything that you're doing in life. So.
All right. Well, you guys are about a week away from your season opener. How have the practices been going?
Yeah, the practices have been going good. I mean, I like our offense. I like our defense. Our coaching staff is like really good, and they like explaining through everything that we need to know step by step, and then put it all together as a team, and then team versus team, and yeah, just figuring it out and getting going.
Well, you guys will open the season on Friday at Urbandale. Of course, your arch rival. What do you think is going to be the key to winning that game?
I think the key will be offense. We need a scoring mentality, because our defense will do its job, and I'm sure our offense will do our job too. So we just need to pound the ball, you know, get the run game going, and then pound the ball over the top, passing game, and defense will make its stops, offense will get its touchdowns, and hopefully we'll come out on top.
Well, this has already been a strange year, you know, with the COVID-19 outbreak and everything. Has it been difficult to follow the various safety and protocols that you have to follow?
Yeah. So one thing is, we got masks over our helmets, during practice, and that limits your view. So like if I'm lining up on the offensive line, I'm getting my splits with my tackle, I have to like turn my head fully so I can see how far away I am so I can get my splits down. Or like if I'm catching a ball and it's not a high ball, I lose all vision, because like the mask is, you can't see anything below. So we've had to work around some things, and it definitely makes it a little bit more complicated, but it'll just, it's better to be safe than sorry. So we got to practice those ways.
Oh, for sure. Well, your team recently added Ankeny Centennial to its schedule, and you're already slated to play Ankeny, Waukee, Southeast Polk, and Dowling Catholic, of course, the seven-time defending state champions. You know, you guys have a pretty grueling schedule, don't you?
Yeah, but I think looking at most people's schedule, it's like that way for everyone in the CIML because we're trying to keep the games metro. So, I mean, everyone's playing everyone, basically. So it's going to be a fun year, and when it comes playoff time, I guess that's when it really gets down and we're going to have to play our best.
Well, some of those teams I mentioned have been strengthened by the addition of some out-of-state players who came to Iowa to play because their own states elected not to participate in fall sports, you know, due to the COVID concerns. What do you think about, you know, this influx of talent around here?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's crazy. I mean, how many kids have came from out of state, and just a lot of great talent have came to a lot of teams. And so, I mean, yeah, it'll be fun to see how they'll be able to fit in right away and, you know, get going. And just the new competition in Iowa, I guess, is just basically Battle of Midwest now because it's a lot of the teams from the Midwest and stuff like that coming in to play, you know, like Illinois and stuff like that. So
yeah, it should be interesting. I know Ankeny just picked up you know, a talented kid from Kansas City the other day, so yeah. I'm anxious to see him play, and of course you guys will be playing against him. So
yeah.
Now I understand your quarterback has a couple of nice dance moves on the Twitter site. So are you working on any dance moves for your touchdown celebrations?
No, I don't
he
dance.
He was doing it today.
He's more of an open room guy where he just likes to go in there and, you know, be fun. He's high-spirited guy. I'm just more of like get the work done and not dance.
Well, we mentioned this earlier, Chris, on the promo. So if people are interested, you know, in trying out Move Well Iowa and functional patterns, you know, what would you say is the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, like just Move Well Iowa on pretty much any social media site. We have a website as well. You know, you said my phone number, which is 319-360-0458. Yeah, and any of those outlets, you'll be able to talk to any one of the three of us, and we always make sure, you know, if you reach out, you get the best person, whether it's like availability or anything like that. So,
well, you also mentioned earlier that if somebody mentions that they you know, listen to this podcast, they can get a free assessment for their gait and posture, right?
Yes, sir. So, absolutely, we want people coming in. We want people understanding what we're doing, so we're not just the crazy folks, right? So yeah, you come in, we do health history, figure it out, you know, your goals, your injuries. You will, we do a posture analysis so we can break down why you are standing the way that you are and how that fits into your injuries or whatever your goals would be. And then we actually have a manual treadmill that he talked about, and you get a gait analysis front, back, side, because with that, you can't hide dysfunction. So if someone hears this and they know I'm going to take their photo, they might try to stand up a little taller or do something a little different. But once you get on that manual treadmill and it speeds you up to whatever your maximum speed is or whatever you'd be comfortable doing that day, then you can actually see, we can break it down very specifically, like this is why this is happening and this is why you're injured. This is why this is happening. And then from there, it's totally up to the person if they want to try it, commit, anything like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've enjoyed learning about this today. And thanks you guys a lot for coming in today. Tyler, I'll probably see you at a game here in a few weeks. Yeah. I know you're going to play both the Hawks and the Jaguars, so I'll probably see you at a game. So, again, thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I want to thank my guests again for coming in today, Tyler Moore and Christopher Chapman. I enjoyed learning a lot more about Move Well Iowa and what they have to offer for everybody. We'll come back later this next week. We'll have another Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We'll be talking a lot about the Jaghawk football game coming up on Friday night. Looking forward to that as well. So come back later this week to learn more about that game.